Children, today we're going to read a story about trumpets in the Word. This is the story of how when John was on the island of Patmos, the Lord opened his spiritual eyes so that he could see things in heaven. And the Lord showed him the Lamb, who represents the Lord himself, opening the scroll that was sealed with seven seals, which is the Word. And the Word had been sealed shut by the church by wrong interpretations. And now the Lord was opening the Word again so we could really see what it says. And when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, then John saw seven angels, and each of the angels was given a trumpet to blow. So we'll read what John saw when the angels blew their trumpets. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Revelation, parts of chapters 8, 9, and 11. And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and there were given to them seven trumpets. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, and there was hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third angel sounded, and there fell from heaven a great star, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so that the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key of the pit of the abyss. And he opened the pit of the abyss, and there went up a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened from the smoke of the pit, and out of the smoke there went forth locusts upon the earth. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard one voice from the four horns of the golden altar that is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Loose the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." And the four angels were loosed, who were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year to kill the third part of men. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of the world have become our Lord's and his Christ's, and he shall reign for ages of ages." And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his covenant. And there were lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great hail. We also read from the Arcana Celestia about a similar story in Exodus. The blowing of the seven trumpets signified warnings and examination of the states of the spirits coming from the Reformed Church. We read, "I will multiply my signs and my wonders." This signifies warnings of every kind, nor shall anything be wanting, is evident from the signification of signs and wonders as being confirmations of the truth, and also means of divine power. Here, warnings, for thereby they both saw that they were in falsities and they saw the divine power, and in this way they were warned. The reason why it is said to those who are in falsities that warnings are given of every kind, nor shall anything be wanting, is that the condemnation of those who are in evils does not take place in a moment when they come into the other life, but after they have first been visited, that is, examined. The examinations are made in order that they themselves may take notice that they cannot but be condemned, because they have not lived differently. And also in order that spirits and angels may know that they have been of such a character, so that they can no longer be excused, either by themselves or by others. The order in accordance with which they are examined is the order of truth divine, which is such that nothing whatever is wanting. The order of truth divine that is for the evil who are being condemned differs from that of truth divine for the good who are being saved. The difference is that the order for the evil who are being condemned is of truth divine separated from divine good, thus separated from mercy, because they have not received the divine good and thus have rejected mercy. But the order that is for the good who are being saved is of truth divine conjoined with divine good, thus with mercy, because they have received the divine good, thus the mercy of the Lord. By degrees, as the evil are examined in accordance with order, so also they are judged and condemned. This shows that warnings of every kind are given in order that nothing may be wanting before they are condemned to hell. These then are the things that are signified by the signs and wonders wrought in Egypt before the firstborn were slain, and the Egyptians perished in the Red Sea, for the Red Sea denotes hell. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.